Next patient is Gwendolyn Cummings. Gwendolyn, G-W-E-N-D-O-L-Y-N. Gwendolyn, G-W-E-N-D-O-L-Y-N. D as in David. Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S. M as in Mary. Cummings. Date of birth is 4/23/51. Date of visit is 5/29/25. Next, please make a copy for Chet Anthony, D.O. Next paragraph, dear Chet, C-H-E-T, Chet. Dear Chet, thank you for sending Gwendolyn Cummings for formal evaluation. Next, chief complaint is shortness of breath for 2 years. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a ...74-year-old African-American female who has had a past history of hypertension and a history of coronary artery disease, has been experiencing shortness of breath with minimal activity for the past 2 years. The patient has been treated with diuretics and antihypertensives. With no significant relief. Chest pains, but has some leg swelling and no calf muscle pains. She did have a chest, she had a chest x-ray on /20/25, which showed no acute disease. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of hypertension, history of borderline diabetes. She also has had a permanent pacemaker placed, and she has had a history of carcinoma of the left breast with lumpectomy and radiation therapy. She had the lymph node dissection done. She also had cataract surgery with implants. Next paragraph, allergies to clonidine. Next paragraph, habits the patient denies smoking, no history of alcohol use. Next paragraph, can you mention her job was cutting ferns, F-E-R-N-S, ferns. Next paragraph, family history, father died of cancer of the lung and mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph, med list included Entresto 49-51 milligrams 1 BID, Coreg 3.125 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, and anastrozole 1 milligrams daily, oral iron once daily, Bumex 1 milligram BID, 1 milligram daily, aspirin 1 daily, alendronate 70 milligrams weekly. Next, system review. The patient has had weight gain, no fever or fatigue, no double vision but had cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary burning or frequency, no hay fever or asthma but has shortness of breath and wheezing, no abdominal pains but has heartburn, no black stools or constipation, no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. I'm sorry, but has leg swelling. Next paragraph. Next line. No anxiety or depression, no easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This obese elderly white female is alert, pale, no acute distress, no sign of the sick to superficial edema. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse 80, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 298, saturation 98. HEND anomalous, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes in the upper chest with occasional right basal crackles. Heartbeats are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, beats without masses, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea with mild pulmonary edema. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. Number 5 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And number 6 is exogenous obesity. Next paragraph, plan based on answer. Number 7 is history of breast cancer. Next, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast, complete pulmonary function study, CBC complete metabolic profile. She was placed on a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. I also advised to go for a polysomnographic test. The follow-up will be arranged approximately 6 weeks. I'll make an addendum at that time. Thank you for the consultation. Copy 4. Copy for Chet Anthony Dio. CHET Anthony Dio. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.